meeting will come.
Just give it one quick moment until we have a picture of the room. There we go. Thank you.
Meeting will come to order. This is the October 27th, 2025 Rules Committee. I am Supervisor Sherrill, Vice Chair of the Rules Committee. And this morning, I'm joined by President Mandelman and Supervisor Dorsey, who's sitting in this committee in place of Chair Walton. Our clerk is Victor Young. And I'd like to thank Jeanette Engeloff from SFGov TV for broadcasting this meeting. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, please. Public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing either the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment via email, it would be included as part of the file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, Room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors agenda of November 4, 2025, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to excuse Supervisor Walton. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Yes, on the motion to excuse Supervisor Walton from today's meeting, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Motion passes. With that, Mr. Clerk, please call item number one.
Yes, item number one is an ordinance amending the administrative code to require the Arts Commission to develop and administer a certification process to identify artists in San Francisco who may be eligible for affordable housing for artists.
Supervisor Mandelman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Sherrill, and good to see you, Supervisor Dorsey. Thanks for joining us this morning. Colleagues, the ordinance before you would establish an artist housing certification program. As you may be aware, a recent $100 million private gift is helping fund the development of the 1687 Market Street project, which will provide more than 90 affordable apartments and creative spaces for artists, including rehearsal spaces and a black box theater. The development of this project has highlighted the need for a formal process by which to identify artists who may qualify for this housing, or what we hope will be more future affordable artist housing developments. The Artist Housing Certification Program will meet that need for 1687 Market and other similar projects, requiring the Arts Commission to establish and maintain a registry of artists who would qualify for such housing. I do have some amendments to propose today based on discussions we've had with the Arts Commission and Mercy Housing, which we have worked closely with on this legislation. Amendments were circulated last week, and I've given out hard copies. Generally, these amendments would strike some lines from the legislative findings for clarity, as recommended by our deputy city attorneys. They would remove a section that regulates how the Arts Commission can enter into contracts and set fees, and instead the Arts Commission would confer internally and come back to the board with proposed fees. The amendments would add language to grant the Arts Commission more flexibility to expand the type of arts and artists that can qualify for the program. That's because as new mediums and forms of expression arise, we want to have the flexibility to include more artists. And finally, the amendments would add an operative date to allow for the 1687 Market Street project to use this program. The amendments, I understand, are not substantive. So if that's confirmed, if that's the case, I'd ask that we adopt these amendments today and forward the item to the full board with positive recommendation. I want to thank you, Supervisor Dorsey, for your co-sponsorship. I very much want to thank former Mercy Housing California President Doug Shoemaker and Ramey Deer at Mercy for proposing the legislation. Director Dan Adams and Sheila Nicolopoulos from OCD have been very helpful in thinking this through. Of course, I want to thank Director Ralph Remington, Eben Glenn, Sarah Hollenbeck, and Veronica Lim Kako from the Arts Commission. And then I want to thank Deputy City Attorneys Lauren Curry, Keith Nagayami, of course, and of course Brad Rusi, and also Calvin Ho in my office for his work. We have Director Ralph Remington and Eben from the Arts Commission to present. We also have Sheila Nicolopoulos from OCD available for questions. And I think that's what I got.
Great. Thank you, President Mandelman. Now let's have Ralph Remington from the Arts Commission come up and speak on this item.
Good morning, supervisors and members of the Rules Committee. I'm Ralph Remington, Director of Cultural Affairs. I'm here today on behalf of the Arts Commission in support of the artist housing legislation that will help develop a process to certify artists in San Francisco who may be eligible for affordable housing for artists. Currently, the city lacks an artist housing certification program, making it even more difficult for artists to secure affordable spaces to allow them to do their work and thrive in San Francisco. By creating an artist housing certification program, we will be able to help support those that make our city so unique. We will be able to ensure affordable apartments and creative spaces for artists are made available to those that need them most, not only at 1687 Market Street, but at other properties citywide who will be able to utilize this new resource. Thank you, Supervisors Mandelman and Dorsey, for sponsoring this important legislation that will help support our local artists and creating a process that will help keep them in San Francisco so that they can continue to live, work, and contribute to our thriving arts and cultural landscape. In closing, I hope you will support this legislation as San Francisco needs to support its working artists. By supporting the creation of stable, affordable housing opportunities for artists, the city reinforces its commitment to preserving its uniquely diverse cultural landscape. Thank you so much.
Thank you. President Mandelman, thank you for sponsoring this legislation. You know, when we talk about the rebirth of San Francisco and the revitalization and it being a cultural hub, we often talk about cultural institutions like the Foreign Arts Museum, the Asian Arts Museum, SF MoMA, others. But I think sometimes missing in that conversation is the need to have artists and musicians, for that matter, living and working in San Francisco. The other night, I was with an arts community, and I said, who's the best living artist in San Francisco? And someone said, Woody D. Othello, which is awesome, except that he lives and works in Oakland. So I want to add myself as a co-sponsor of this item. I think this is incredibly important. The future of San Francisco has to be about who is here, and right now we don't have enough artists living and working in San Francisco. So this is absolutely critical. Seeing no other members on the roster, Mr. Clerk, will you please open to public comment?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Rules Committee, President Mandelman, Vice Chair Sherrill. As somebody who has spent decades as a member of the arts community, who has been evicted from rehearsal spaces that were redeveloped, who has seen this community that I have been a proud and deeply loving member of absolutely decimated by the changes that our city has endured and continues to incur, I just want to say that this particular bit of legislation that you have put forward is so long overdue and is so desperately needed and is exactly the kind of thing that we used to fantasize about and dream about and wonder why the city wasn't doing anything when so much of our culture, so much of who we are as a city is captured and is integral and is connected to what we have done as a contributor to arts and culture worldwide. And so I'm just so grateful that there's a benefactor out there who sees the value in that. I'm so grateful that we have leadership in the city that is willing to take that forward. And I can just only imagine all the difficulties and challenges that had to be overcome. But I cannot speak more emphatically in favor of this legislation. I'm so grateful. I'm so glad to hear about it. Thank you. I hope you'll all vote in support.
Can we have our next speaker?
Hello, supervisors. My name is Marcus Shelby, and I'm a composer, educator, and a member of the San Francisco Arts Commission for the last 11 years. And I've lived in the Mission District for almost 30 years. Today, I'm here to speak in support of the artist housing legislation. This artist housing legislation is very important to me personally, but more importantly, to my entire community of creative artists. In fact, I wish such an incredible housing opportunity existed 25 years ago when I witnessed one colleague after another leave the city for more affordable housing in other places. A complete exodus of some of our most creative artists, which did great harm to our city that had once been a haven for musicians and poets, painters and dancers. It's also very important that this legislation prioritizes working artists. The certification lasts for 5 years. But I'd like to close by sharing that this particular housing legislation will be a major step towards empowering the artist community here in our great city of San Francisco, which we need more than ever in this moment of time to express our collective commitment to solidarity and to human rights, which San Francisco artists have always been on the forefront. We finally have a vision forward with this 1687 Market Street Artist Housing Project. Thank you.
If you would like to speak to this item, it would be appreciated if you can line up to speak at this time.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Saint-Agathe. I serve as artistic director of the San Francisco Girls Chorus, and I'm here to speak in support of the artist housing legislation. For nearly 50 years now, our chorus has helped thousands of young singers discover their voice, build their confidence, and develop a true sense of belonging through music. When I arrived 12 years ago, I adopted a strategy which was to work around collaborations. And we worked with many, many organizations in San Francisco. We are based right here at Civic Center. And it worked. Education surrounded by professional work. It's really efficient. I have to say that right now, I start seeing that we have a little bit of concern because those artists are getting further and further away. And just to have someone who is able to support young education, music education, right next door, it's becoming a luxury. I'm also the director of the Philharmonia Baroque and Chorale, and I see it also during auditions, where I have singers who are coming from far away, were living before in San Francisco, and what's going to happen when all the best ones are living more and more further. Affordable artist housing isn't just about offering a place to live. It also fosters opportunities for collaboration and keeps the creativity and energy of our city alive. I appreciate that the Art Commission will supervise and decide who is part of this program, and the 5-year certification will provide stability. When an artist has stability, they work together, support children's growth, and build up their communities to keep San Francisco's spirit alive. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Choi. I'm the Managing Director of Real Estate at Community Arts Stabilization Trust, CAST, and I'm here to speak in support of the artist housing legislation. So CAST was founded in San Francisco in 2013, and our initial focus was on permanent, affordable workspaces for arts and cultural organizations. And our programs and services have helped to create and build pathways to ownership and create dedicated spaces for cultural connection and exchange. But it quickly became apparent that for us to continue doing impactful work, we needed to expand our scope to address affordable artist housing, because if there are no artists that can afford to live here, there's no purpose in us building these workspaces. We appreciate this moment because inherent in this legislation is a recognition of the value that artists bring to the city, as well as the immense displacement experienced by the community. So we support the development of a clear and transparent process to qualify people for this housing preference. But we also just want to point out that it's just a start. This is a registry, and much more work needs to be done to address the issues and needs of artists in this community. At CAS, we believe that there need to be multiple pathways to addressing artists' housing needs, and we appreciate this creation of another tool to support working artists. It's a great start, and I hope that you will support this legislation as well. Thanks.
Good morning. My name is Rainey Dare. I'm the Regional Director of Real Estate for Mercy Housing California. We are one of the partners working on the artist housing at 1687 Market. I want to describe to you briefly our vision for that. We're going to be providing 94 affordable homes, permanent homes, for artists with incomes ranging from 30% to 80% AMI, and that housing will be hopefully what those artists call home and be part of their, they will be part of the community's cultural hub that is just steps away. There will also be rehearsal and performance space for those artists and for artists in the wider community. We are incredibly excited about this development. We, knock on wood, have indication that we are going to get a tax credit award and bonds award, so we'll be able to start construction next spring on this 1687 Market housing. We believe this is the city's first affordable housing specifically for artists. This legislation will facilitate our ability to set aside these units for those artists and create a clear applicant pool who are ready to be part of the lease-up process when we are completed with construction. I want to thank President Mandelman and Supervisor Dorsey for your leadership on co-sponsoring this legislation. And Supervisor Sherrill, thank you for agreeing to co-sponsor as well. And I also want to thank the Arts Commission and the Mayor's Office of Housing for their leadership. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Randall Klein. I'm the Executive Director of Artist Hub on Market, which is the co-developer of this project with Mercy Housing of California. I want to thank Supervisors Dorsey and Mandelman for putting this forward. Thank you, Supervisor Sherrill, for joining in on it. I'm the founder of SF Jazz, and I worked there for 40 years, retired 2 years ago. I've spent most of my adult life working with artists. In fact, I've hired numerous artists from projects like this around the country. And over the course of my time involved in the arts community here in San Francisco, I've seen this fleeing of artists from the city because of affordability. It's just fantastic that this opportunity has arisen. It's great that the board has put this legislation forward. I want to encourage this to pass through, and one hopes this is just the first of a number of projects like this that moves forward here in the city. The artists are key to the richness of the life we live here. This is an element to really plant a seed in this community to continue to grow and welcome artists here. Anyways, thank you, and please support.
Are there any additional speakers on this matter? Are no additional speakers. I believe we can close public comment.
Seeing no other speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mandelman, would you like to make a motion?
Yes, thank you. I do want to thank all the folks who came out to speak on this item. I think it's pretty exciting. I think this certainly this donor deserves some thanks, but I'm hoping that this will be the first of many artist housing developments, and I'm hoping that this model will be useful not just for this project but for others. So thanks again to the Arts Commission for all their work on this, MoCD and Mercy Housing. And with that, I would like to move that we accept the amendments circulated by my office last week and which I described earlier.
On the motion to accept the amendments, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. The motion passes without objection.
Motion passes. Mr. Clerk.
You can make the motion or I can make the motion. I would like to move that we forward the item as amended to the full board with positive recommendation.
Yes, on the motion to recommend as amended, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Motion passes. Mr. Clerk, will you please call item number 2?
Item number 2 is an ordinance exempting the health service system, life and long-term disability insurance services contract from the requirements of Article 111 and Article 121 of the Labor and Employment Code.
Supervisor Dorsey.
Thank you, Chair Sherrill, and thank you to President Mandelman for waiving the 30-day hold to keep this item on track. The item before us ensures that San Francisco's health service system can execute its life and disability agreement with New York Life on time and maintain uninterrupted employee benefit coverage in January. As the Board of Supervisors representative on the Health Service Board, I was proud to sponsor this ordinance, and I'm glad to be able to make the motion here at the Rules Committee to be a part of this discussion. I look forward to the presentation from the health service system. I'd now like, through the chair, I'd like to, if I may, introduce Ray Guillen, Executive Director, to give remarks.
Thank you, Supervisor Dorsey and members of the committee. I'm going to turn it over to Michael Visconti, our Contracts Administration Manager, to walk you through the presentation today.
Thank you, Director Guillen. Thank you again, Supervisor Dorsey, for sponsoring this. Thank you, Cheryl, and President Mandelman for hearing this today. I appreciate that. We're here to request that the Rules Committee recommend a due pass on this ordinance for San Francisco Health Service System, allowing us to finalize our new basic life and long-term disability insurance agreement with New York Life. These benefits, as mentioned by Supervisor Dorsey, are core, city-paid, collectively bargained protections that ensure employees and their families have the financial security in the event of death or serious disability. These have long been part of our suite of benefits and long been part of our labor agreements and are highly valued by our workforce. Basic life and long-term disability benefits at the levels presented here are required by 54 different collective bargaining agreements and provide income protections to tens of thousands of employees and their families. The costs of these benefits are paid entirely by the city and have been competitively procured by SFHSS between December 2024 and May of this year. This was following an assessment last year by Health Service System and our contracted actuary that it would be fiscally prudent to do so. Associated voluntary life and disability plans are separately rated at 100% employee paid, but by procuring them together, SFHSS ensures operational efficiencies and improved benefit offerings to employees, their families, and their beneficiaries. I should also note that we were able to separately negotiate a $200,000 guaranteed issue for life that many of you saw, members of the city that were eligible, when it came to open enrollment this past month that just wrapped up a few days ago. San Francisco Health Service System conducted a formal RFP from December 2024 through April 2025. This aligns with our very limited window during which we are doing our annual rates and benefits renewal process that extends from December to June. The highest ranked respondent and scored by an independent evaluation panel and recommended and accepted by the Health Service Board in May of this year provides roughly $2 million in annual savings to the city for the aforementioned employer-paid basic life and long-term disability benefits. It also guarantees a five-year fixed rate guarantee through 2030 and improved and better aligned services and support for employees and families. However, during contract negotiations in August, approximately 1 month after this rates package was approved by the board, New York Life raised concerns about how they would demonstrate compliance with the minimum compensation ordinance and the healthcare accountability ordinance. To be clear, this is not that New York Life refuses to comply. Rather, that due to the size and complexity of their organization, they have no mechanism to document that compliance in the way that the ordinances require. With a nationwide workforce of more than 23,000 employees, the company cannot track every individual who may support in any way a city employee's claim or data at any point during a claims process or support process. They are also unable to create a siloed city-only team that could be monitored separately. They explained this directly to the Office of Labor Standards and Enforcement during one of my department's three meetings with OLSC in September, and OLSC also confirmed that there were no existing statutory waiver processes under either ordinance that were available to fit either this type of employee benefit contract or that were specific to the San Francisco Health Service System. Therefore, on the advice of our deputy city attorney, the only lawful path forward was board-level legislative action. So on the 1st of October, courtesy of Supervisor Dorsey, this ordinance before you was introduced to the Board of Supervisors, and I'm here before you today. In summary, this exemption would preserve the $1.97 million in savings for the next 5 years, and that's annually. This is a 20% reduction from our 2025 rates. It would avoid any disruption in employee continuation of coverage for these benefits on January 1st, and it would maintain compliance with the 54 memorandum of understanding that have been competitively negotiated with our unions. This action is also consistent with the limited waiver framework already recognized in both Articles 111 and 112, Minimum Compensation Ordinance and Healthcare Accountability Ordinance, but because no current administrative mechanism exists for this type of contract, board approval is required. Furthermore, we have made this exemption narrowly tailored and limited to the single contract and its extensions, and so it has no impact on any other city vendor or workforce standard. Therefore, on behalf of San Francisco Health Service System, we respectfully request that the Rules Committee recommend due pass on this ordinance so it may go before the full Board of Supervisors. I thank you again for the opportunity to speak before you this morning, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Visconti, and thank you, Mr. Guillen. I really appreciate everything that you have done on this ordinance and everything that you do and you continue to do for our workforce and retirees. Chair Sherrill.
Thank you, Supervisor Dorsey. Seeing no other members on the roster, Mr. Clerk, will you please open to public comment?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any speakers on this matter? There are no speakers on this matter.
Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. Supervisor Dorsey.
Thank you, Chair Sherrill. I would like to make the motion to approve the proposed ordinance and send it out to the full Board of Supervisors with our positive recommendation.
Yes, on the motion to recommend. Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Motion passes. Mr. Clerk, please call item number 3.
Item number 3 is a hearing to consider appointing one member term ending June 6, 2026 to the Immigrants' Rights Commission. There is a request that this matter be referred out as a committee report.
Sorry, can you repeat that? I couldn't quite hear you.
The last part was that there's a request that this matter come out as a committee report. We have 2 applicants for 1 seat at this time.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Apologize for my lack of hearing there. Okay, so as was just mentioned, this appointment is solely for seat 1 on the Immigrants' Rights Commission. We have 2 applicants for the seat. I will call you both in order to the microphone to speak about why you want to serve, and each of you will have 2 minutes. Please forgive me if I mispronounce any of your names. Can we start? Can I please have Jesse Ruiz Navarro come to the microphone?
Buenos días, mi nombre es Jessie Ruiz. Soy una mujer latina mexicana inmigrante. En el 2017 llegué a San Francisco y a partir del 2019 me invitaron a participar en la Comisión de los Derechos de los Inmigrantes. Y desde entonces he formado parte de esta comisión. Durante todo este tiempo he trabajado 5 años con algunas de las poblaciones más vulnerables de nuestra ciudad, que son las personas sin vivienda. Hoy me dirijo a ustedes con humildad, compromiso para solicitar que consideren mi renombramiento en la Comisión de los Derechos Inmigrantes. Para mí, continuar en este espacio no solo es importante, sino es necesario representar con mucho orgullo a mi comunidad latina inmigrante, especialmente a la comunidad transgénero, que hoy enfrentamos múltiples formas de discriminación y exclusión. En el contexto político, muchas de nuestras voces son calladas, las de las mujeres trans son invisibilizadas o ignoradas por eso fundamental que significa luchando político, por las políticas justas, por representación real y por soluciones concretas a los problemas que enfrentamos. Estoy comprometida a seguir trabajando desde la comisión, apartando mi experiencia, vivienda y mi trabajo en el terreno y mi pasión por la justicia social. Les agradezco antemano por considerar mi solicitud de renombramiento, por seguir construyendo una ciudad más inclusiva para todas las personas emigrantes en San Francisco. Y también me gustaría compartir algo que personal mío de la semana pasada. Durante 9 años estuve esperando mi asilo político y el día jueves fue aprobado mi asilo después de 9 años. Durante todo el tiempo que estuve en la comisión sentada, escuchando a diferentes personas sobre lo que es el sistema de inmigración, yo sentada en esa silla estaba viviendo con miedo también, día a día, hasta el día jueves de la semana pasada, que mi asilo fue aprobado después de 9 años. O durante 9 años viví con miedo, estuve con miedo. Y desde el 2019 fui una comisionada y también les pido nuevamente que consideren mi renombramiento. Sentada en esa silla con miedo todo el tiempo, escuchando diferentes historias, esa era yo. Gracias. Y disculpen, estoy muy nerviosa.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jesse Ruiz. I am a Latina, a transgender woman from Mexico and an immigrant. I arrived in San Francisco in 2017. In 2019, I was honored to be invited to the Immigrant Rights Commission. Since then, I have worked for 5 years with some of our city's most vulnerable populations, the unhoused. Today, I address you with humility and commitment and ask for you to consider my reappointment to the Immigrant Rights Commission. For me, remaining in this space is not only important, but necessary. I proudly represent my immigrant community, and especially the transgender community, which faces multiple forms of discrimination and exclusion. In the current political context, our voices, those of trans women, are often unheard or ignored. It is therefore essential that we continue to fight for fair policies, for real representation, and for concrete solutions to the problems that we face. I am committed to continue working for the Commission, bringing my life experience, my work in the field, and my passion for social justice. Thank you in advance for considering my reappointment and request for continuing to build a more inclusive city for all immigrants. Last, I would like to add something that happened last week. For 9 years, I was waiting to receive my asylum, and while I was sitting in the IRC commission, listening to many people and also experiencing a lot of fear, worried about my asylum status, and last week I was able to receive it since I applied in 2019. So please, I ask you to consider my reappointment to the IRC Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now can we have Samim Sheikh come to the microphone? I hope I pronounced your name correctly.
Good Morning, supervisors. My name is Samim Sheikh, and I'm expressing my strong interest in becoming a member of the Immigrant Rights Commission to contribute my experience, knowledge, and passion for advocating on behalf of immigrants and refugees in San Francisco. I am committed to collaborating with peers to address the issues and opportunities that affect our city's diverse immigrant communities. I've been working as a community organizer for several years, and I'm a co-chair for the Yasin Women's Committee that benefits residents of San Francisco and San Mateo. I have been actively involved in mobilizing community members, building coalitions, and working to address community needs, connecting people with resources, and developing initiatives that benefit the community. As an immigrant myself, I believe it is important to recognize and understand the diversity within immigrant communities, the cultural differences across countries of origin, and the challenges that immigrants face. I hold a degree in international relations with research centered on the factors driving global migration and the experiences of immigrants and refugees. My work has emphasized exploring both the root causes and potential solutions to immigrant challenges. I really hope that you consider my position, inshallah. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, both of you. First and foremost, I want to thank you for raising your hand to serve our city. Seeing no other members on the roster, Mr. Clerk, will you please open public comment?
Yes. Members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Hi, good morning, Vice President Cheryl, Board President Mendelman, and Supervisor Dorsey. Thank you so much for hearing this item. I'm Sarah Souza, currently serve on the Immigrant Rights Commission as a chair, and I'm here to speak in support of Member Jesse Ruiz, because of her experience. As we know, our transgender community is currently the target of this administration. And LGBTQ issues must be at the forefront. And when we talk about intersection, it's important that we have her voice at the table. She not only represents the LGBTQ community, but she fights for asylum seekers, unhoused San Franciscans, and she's also a resident of San Francisco and has demonstrated her compassion, commitment, and dedication to public service. So I ask you to please consider Jesse Ruiz's reappointment. Again, not only because we need representation of, you know, LGBTQ community in our city, but also because she brings her experience, professional, personal, and deep commitment to our city. Thank you so much.
Are there any additional speakers on this matter? There are no additional public commenters on this matter.
Seeing no other speakers, public comment is now closed. Supervisor Mendelman?
Thank you. Am I calling you Vice Chair Cheryl, or are you Chair Cheryl?
Sir is fine.
Sir?
Yeah.
I think this is, it's not great when you have two folks you'd like to see both on the body coming forward, but I do feel at this particular moment, for several reasons, that I think the balance comes out for Jesse Ruiz Navarro, one being that she's currently serving in the seat, another being that she is a San Francisco resident, and a third being that in a time when transgender folks and people from Latin America in particular are experiencing extraordinary hate and oppression in this country from all levels of, well, ideally not from San Francisco or California, but from the federal government, that I think we should, and I will move, that we nominate Jesse Ruiz Navarro for this seat. Or forward Jesse Ruiz Navarro. How what do you want me to do, Mr. Clerk? How should I state this?
Yes. recommend Jesse Ruiz Navarro to seat 1 is recommended as a committee report.
That is exactly what I would like to move.
Yes, on that motion. Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Manaman.
Aye.
Manaman, aye. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Motion passes. Just one note, and to all the applicants, both last week and this week, thank you very much for your willingness to serve on this very important body, especially at this time in our country and especially in our city. Your willingness and your willingness to serve is well noted and really appreciated by all of us. So thank you all. Okay, Mr. Clerk, will you please call item number 4?
Item number 4 is a hearing considering appointing one member, term ending May 1st, 2029, to the Homelessness Oversight Commission. We have one seat and 4 applicants.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. As was just mentioned, this appointment is solely for seat 6 on the Homelessness Oversight Commission. We have 4 applicants for the seat. I'll call each of you to the microphone in order to speak about why you want to serve, and you will have 2 minutes. Again, please forgive me if I've mispronounced any of your names. But with that said, would Erica Mosley please come to the microphone?
Good morning. Hi, yes, good morning. My name is Erica Mosley, and I bring significant hands-on experience to the Board 6. First, I bring on hands-on experience. I started as an advocate since I was 13 years old due to the broken system. In America, there's no services for men raising children, so I was an advocate all across America, helping churches, shelters, etc. And then later on, when I became 18, I used my significant experience providing services to people experiencing homelessness, not just in one neighborhood, but across the entire city of San Francisco. I worked as a problem solver and case manager with organizations like Hamilton, Compass, the Human Service Agency. Right now, I'm working with Department of Public Health for the HIV and transgender team. Hi, guys. And I also work with Tipping Point as well. They provided me Airy Care bags to go to the schools as well. I supported individuals with mental health and food assets. I know the entire coordinated data entry system from the inside out, from my lived experience and also working from organizations. Beyond my direct service, I have deep experience advocating on behalf of people experiencing homelessness. I work with the National Alliance of Homelessness to end homelessness this year. I was working with Nancy Pelasco to with policy changes. This year, we will receive millions of dollars for case managers and outreach workers. You know, when that shutdown is over, we're waiting on that. I've also coordinated with Housing First Strategies, meeting with the ULI, which is the biggest urban development. We have coordinated meetings at the library, etc. I'm currently working with the MC Walker Girls for the homes. As a board member, my advocate is Stand Beyond Borders. I'm proud to be an international speaker with the UK Pathway to End Homelessness. I will be in UK representing San Francisco as a lived experience advocate, and I would like to represent them as a homeless community as well. My book, I have a book called Trapped in a Homeless Hustle, which is in 15 different districts across San Francisco. I help nonprofit organizations. Like I said, I have been featured in Global Woman magazines and other publications. I'm sorry, I'm really nervous. And I'm also verified on Google. If you Google me, Erica Mosley, I am a homeless advocate along with my father, Erica Mosley. I'm so excited to be here. And thank you so much for allowing me to be a nominee.
Great. Thank you, Erica. Hang on. I've got one question, but before I do, colleagues. If you could accomplish one thing on the commission, what would that be?
So right now,
or focus on one thing.
Right now, what I would want to do is coordinate a coordinated system so where that everyone can be able to use the system. Right now, I'm working with software engineers in Web 2 and Web 3 so that way we can build a software to where the public health, mental health, the homeless can be able to use this one system, this one hub. And so this yesterday I was with a whole bunch of software engineers so that way we can be able to code a data coordinated sentry so that way we can be able to use it. Right now the tech industry, they currently laid off, they're currently couch surfing as well, and they need a system to be able to have resources as well. I work for the Department of Mental Health, the transgender team. They need services as well. We're just all over the place. And if I can be able to coordinate it with my research and my knowledge, just started from San Francisco, that's where I would like to start of a hub.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Could Ray Emmanuel Javier come to the microphone, please?
Good morning, members of the board. Good morning to the clerk. Thank you for having me here. My name is Ray Javier, Ray Emmanuel Javier. I'm a housing advocate, and I have served the underserved communities in San Francisco in the Bay Area during the past decade. Today, I serve as a housing coordinator for Hamilton families out in the Mission. I am a resident of District 6. I am 53 years old, and I'm committed to this work. Before Hamilton Families, I served the Shelter Inc. out of Contra Costa and Solano counties, focusing on the same population, helping the unhoused and underserved. Before that, I served the City and County of San Francisco as a civil servant under the Mayor's Office of Housing, under the direction of Myrna Melgar and Doug Shoemaker, who was here today. I am here as a first-generation immigrant to the United States with a commitment of helping people. Having been blessed with many opportunities, I feel that it's my obligation to help. Having said this, I am also a licensed real estate salesperson and a notary public that has held my license over the past 20 years. I am familiar with the various navigations for the homeless, and I hope to be helpful in this field. Thank you.
Thank you, colleagues. All right, same question. If you could accomplish one thing or focus on one thing on the commission, what would it be?
I do actually have a plan. Having had served the Mayor's Office of Housing, I see a divide with the homelessness services and the inclusionary housing or affordable housing services. I am hopeful that I could craft some wordings to submit to your offices and hope to see that we can connect or put a bridge between the programs, because that today I feel is missing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Colleagues? Okay. Could Thomas James Rocca please come to the microphone?
Good morning, supervisors, and thank you for the opportunity to introduce myself to the Rules Committee. My name is Thomas Rocca, and I'm honored to be here today to express my interest serving on the Homeless Oversight Commission. I have over three decades of leadership in real estate development, business management, and civic engagement. As CEO and managing partner of Seven Hills Properties and YBC Development 2, I've led the development and financing of over $500 million in real estate projects, including more than 500 units of affordable housing in San Francisco and San Jose, which we own and operate still today. In addition to my work in real estate, I serve on the board of two private companies. Civic service has always been important to me. I'm a board member of the Inter-County Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm an active member of the Yerba Buena Alliance. I've previously served on the board of Meals on Wheels, and I have served two terms as president of the Forest Hills Association. On a more personal level, in 1986, I experienced a period of homelessness while living in Reno, Tahoe area. That experience, though long ago, gave me a lasting perspective on the importance of dignity, stability, and opportunity. It's one of the reasons I remain committed to supporting housing solutions that are both compassionate and effective. I've been clean and sober since September 7th, 1988. I'm here today because I believe in solutions. I'm committed to contributing my experience and my energy and my accountability to the work of the Commission. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you, colleagues. Okay, same question. If you could accomplish one thing or focus on one thing on the Commission, what would it be?
I'd look at the effectiveness of the Commission of tying homeless communities and people to housing solutions, and I'd also like to work on a portion of those being sober living environments.
Great, thank you. Okay, could Vania Ramos-Castro please come to the microphone?
Hello. Hello, good morning. My name is Vania Ramos-Castro. I am seeking this position because I've had a long life experience. I used to be a youth commissioner for the city and county a lifetime ago. I represented the Mission District with Tom Amiano. And right now, I am not only an advocate, I oversee a team of family caseworkers in the Mission and Soma area. And my goal is to support families experiencing homelessness, individuals experiencing homelessness, and people in recovery. I have direct access to a lot of the services, whether it's food pantries, providing clothing, referrals for recovery, and just supporting basic needs of families and individuals who are dealing with homelessness. My goal is to support families in streamlining services because it's really difficult to get people through and navigate the web of services through organizations. I really enjoy the work. I work with families, have worked my whole life with families. I started out working in Good Samaritan, moved on, worked with Lyric, and then right now I'm working with La Raza Community Resource Center. Yeah, I have firsthand knowledge about working with it because I used to be a homeless child with my family when we were growing up. My family lost housing after a fire in San Francisco, and we had to navigate the system. We were lucky enough to work with Episcopal and get housing through them and proceed in our life. And I'm forever grateful for the services San Francisco has brought my family and continue and want to give back. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, any questions? Okay, if you could accomplish one thing or focus on one thing on the Commission, what would it be?
I would really like to focus on streamlining the process of recovery because my clients have a hard time navigating that because it's all about the timing, and sometimes when people are interested in accessing a recovery service, it's not available at that time. And it's heartbreaking because you catch them at the time they're interested in it, but the services are impacted or something's going on and we can't catch them at a good time.
Thank you. Colleagues? Okay. To all of you, thank you very, very much for putting yourselves forward for this position. It's I think there's no question that homelessness is something that we have not been succeeding in addressing for quite a long time. And it's wonderful to see four people who have clear thoughts and ideas about what we can do differently going forward. So I just want to thank all of you for stepping up in this time of crisis in a lot of ways. Seeing no other members on the roster, Mr. Clerk, will you please open public comment?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. You can approach the podium.
Hello, I am Sharky Laguana. For information purposes only, I'm currently a member of the Homeless Oversight Commission. President Mandelman, I thought you said it well on the previous item that sometimes you're presented with an array of extraordinary candidates who all have a lot to serve. Certainly what I heard today was a lot of really extraordinary people, and I'm grateful to live in a city that people are willing to put themselves out there and make those contributions on a subject that is so vexing and so challenging. Today, I'm here to speak on behalf of the candidate that I know and I'm familiar with, and that is Tom Rocha, and also to speak about how I think he and his particular set of skills and experiences could be potentially an asset on the commission. His involvement in the development of hundreds of millions of dollars of affordable housing and his oversight of it as the chief financial officer is a critical level of high-level experience and presumably accumulated wisdom that lines well with the duties and responsibilities of the Homeless Oversight Commission, which oversees a budget that's north of $700 million. And the overwhelming majority of that budget is spent on affordable housing, the 16,000 plus units of permanent supportive housing and other supportive housing that we are currently overseeing. I think Tom's particular experience and as well as his lived experience as somebody who's experienced homelessness and as somebody who has gone through the recovery process, I think when you look at the whole picture here, he would be an extraordinary asset to the commission, and I'd be delighted to welcome him.
Supervisors, Kristen Evans, former Homeless Oversight Commissioner, formerly sat in seat six. Seat six of the Homeless Oversight Commission is the one seat reserved for a person with significant experience providing services to or engaging in advocacy on behalf of persons experiencing homelessness. In other words, this is the one seat reserved for an experienced homeless advocate. It is my recommendation that the Rules Committee evaluate the applicants before them in light of this criteria. Who is most familiar with and can best advocate for the city's population experiencing homeless insecurity, financial precarity, and homelessness? Who has the best grasp of the homeless response system challenges and opportunities? Who has the frontline awareness and expertise to identify the best opportunities for streamlining and making the system more efficient? Who can best evaluate which investments can be made strategically to deliver our highest return on our investment in our homeless response system? And who has the best understanding of the metrics for success when coordinating the city's response system? A note of importance about gender representation on this body: having equitable female representation on the Homeless Oversight Commission is a good governance practice. Female participation in this commission is crucial for ensuring that the specific needs and issues impacting women and girls are prioritized and addressed. This includes addressing concerns related to health, housing, childcare, and safety. Homeless women are more likely to experience homelessness due to domestic violence, gender-based inequality in employment, and trauma. Homeless women also are more likely to be younger, have children, and face greater risks of violence, poor health outcomes, and mental health issues, including PTSD, compared to their male counterparts. Advancing toward gender parity not only empowers women, but also strengthens our democracy and serves us all well through better oversight and decision making. Thank you.
Supervisors, my name is Al Williams, and I'm here to speak in support of Tom Rocha's nomination for the commission. I actually came here on a totally different matter and didn't realize that Tom was going to be up today. But I could not sit there and not say something about him. I've known Tom for many years. We worked closely together on a number of projects in the Bayview Hunters Point area and the Mission District, all south of Market, all over the city, that dealt with the issue of homelessness and as an inclusive part of it. I think he brings an extraordinary range of skills and expertise that would be beneficial to this particular commission, and I couldn't think of a better person to commend to you to support than Tom. Thank you.
Good morning, Supervisors. My name is Piercy Bastiani, press journalist with the San Francisco Bayview National Black Newspaper. I want to speak on behalf of Erica Mosley, who I've actually had the pleasure of covering her her court case, where she fought an illegal eviction case by herself and won, got the case dismissed by Judge Bernard Woods right across the street. She is currently doing the work as a commissioner, fighting for your constituents, Supervisor Dorsey, Rory Gambrell, helping out with his housing, fighting for a District 5 constituent. Both of them are seniors who are dealing with severe issues. She's, as you heard, already serving on as a lived experience advocate with the National Alliance on Homelessness, already going to the UK to advocate on all of our behalf. She's really already doing the work. She's the youngest person you're going to see coming in here ready to do civic action. You really need fighters. People are going to be ready to be relatable to the people who are young people out here. Already not a lot of advocates for African American people who are the highest percentage of unhoused in San Francisco. And we're currently working on a major article that's going to shed a lot of light on how the city is not allowing people outside of Open Door Legal or EDC Radco to have options to really fight for their housing. And again, only gonna underscore that she's already doing the work. She had a laundry list of experiences that are relevant to today, not 10, 20, 30 years ago. And how many young people do you have out here in the city right now under 40? And they need representation. So I highly encourage you to look into her extensive profile, again online, as an author, read her book, Trapped in the Homeless Hustle, and you're not gonna get a more qualified candidate that's doing the work right now. Thank you.
Are there any other speakers for this matter? There are no additional public commenters.
Seeing no other speakers, public comment is now closed. Supervisor Dorsey.
Thank you, Chair Sherrill. It occurs to me, as you know, I used to chair this committee, and now I serve on the Budget Committee. And one distinction that I have realized is that on the Budget Committee, it's just a lot of stuff that comes before you, and you have no good options. And in the Rules Committee, you have all good options. And it's, there's a lot of talent here, and I am grateful for the people who are here, who want to do this work. I will say that much of my thinking on this has been governed by the issues that I think are playing out in this space, much of which has to do with housing and recovery housing. That is something that I'm working on legislatively with President Mandelman. It happens to be something that the state legislature is working on. My predecessor, Matt Haney, carried recovery housing legislation. Unfortunately, Governor Newsom vetoed that. He thinks that there's a way to accomplish it. But there's a lot of work being done in that realm. And I think the experience that Tom Rocca brings as someone who has lived experience, decades of personal experience in recovery, which is close to my heart, but I think more importantly for the challenges that come that are coming before our city and our state and our country on the issues of homelessness have to do with housing development and financing. Those are the challenges that we as policymakers have. I have known Tom Rocca, but long before I knew him, I actually was well aware of Yerba Buena Commons, which is in my district on Perry Street. Part of the reason I know it is because I had a recovery sponsee who lived there. This was an opportunity for him to turn his life around, and today he is married, and I've checked in with him. You know, he's been clean and sober for many years, but I am grateful, and he is grateful, to have had access to a studio apartment at 88 Perry Street.
That was something that was influential in changing his life. So I intend to support Tom Rocca. I will happily make the motion after. I'd like to make a motion to recommend the appointment of Thomas Rocca to seat number 6 of the Homelessness Oversight Commission.
Thank you, Supervisor Dorsey. Mr. Clerk, if I may briefly before that. Supervisor Dorsey, I just want to note that you brought up something that I think is incredibly poignant and necessary. This is about housing, financing, sober housing. It is also about management. And I think when we look at addressing homelessness going forward, we have a duty, and I believe the commission has a duty, to continue to build trust with the people of San Francisco. And that's based on accountability, it's based on transparency, and it's based on really, really good fiscal management. Because in order to manage a budget of $800 million, we need to make sure it's being spent the right way. Now, I think it's being spent better than many people think. But I also think we have an obligation to make sure that the public knows how every dollar is, what is the cost of service per client that we have. So I really want to thank you for highlighting those critical issues as well. President Mandelman, any notes before?
Sure. I want to thank all of the applicants for putting their names forward. I concur with my colleagues. I do think that Tom Rocca is the right person for this seat at this time. One reason is his great interest and desire to serve. Mr. Rocca reached out to me many months ago. His own life history and work that he had done made him want to step forward and serve in this way. He served in our city in a lot of other ways. But I say that he's the right person for this moment, for this seat, because I do think he reflects a somewhat changed perspective in City Hall in our response to homelessness issues. And I think there is a majority on the Board of Supervisors, and there is a mayor, I think the prior mayor actually shared this general view, that although it is important to focus on the needs of individuals and to get as many unhoused individuals off the streets as we can, that given the billions of dollars that we are spending on these challenges, that San Franciscans who are paying the bill have the right to expect that their streets look better. And they also have the right to expect that the funds that they are spending get used not just to get people indoors, but to get them to a better state and into a better life. It is not just enough to get a roof over someone's door. We also want to get them sober. We want to get them working if possible. We want to aspire to something better than just warehousing people until they die of overdoses. And I do think that Tom Rocca is someone who is part of that project, will be important to that project, and I'm glad that he is willing to serve on this body. So I will be supporting his appointment.
Yes, on the motion to recommend Thomas James Rocca to seat 6, on that motion, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Mandelman.
Aye.
Mandelman, aye. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. That motion passes without objection.
Motion passes. Mr. Clerk, will you please call item number 5?
I'd like to ask, would you like to call 5 and 6 together or hear them separately?
Yeah, let's call them together. Thank you.
Yes, item number 5 is a motion approving or rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Obi Rambo to the Homelessness Oversight Commission, term ending May 1st, 2027. Item number 6 is a motion approving or rejecting the mayor's nomination for the appointment of Dantanya Ball to the Homelessness Oversight Commission, term ending May 1st, 2029.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Clerk. I believe we have Obi Rambo in this chamber. Will you please come to the podium and speak about why you want to serve on this commission?
Thank you, Vice Chair Sherrill. Good morning, President Mandelman and Supervisor Dorsey. My name is Obi Rambo, and I'm a fourth-generation San Franciscan. I am honored to be nominated by Mayor Lurie to serve on the Homelessness Oversight Commission. This issue is deeply personal to me. As a young man, I experienced housing insecurity and know firsthand the anxiety, determination, and faith it takes to stay hopeful through hardship. That experience drives my commitment to help others regain the dignity that having a home provides. Homelessness is not a one-size-fits-all issue. For many, it's tied to behavioral health issues, substance use issues, and a lack of adequate financial opportunities. Addressing those realities with care and coordination is essential to helping our neighbors rebuild their lives. This is not just a local challenge, it's a national one. San Francisco has always led the way in advancing equity and fighting for the rights of all people. Through this commission and in partnership with our city departments, Mayor Lurie, and this Board of Supervisors, I believe the solutions we develop together can serve as a model across the nation. At the heart of this work is a very simple truth. Housing is a fundamental human right. Every neighbor deserves the dignity of a safe, reliable place to call home. Thank you for your time and your consideration of my nomination.
Thank you very much. You answered my questions, so good to go. Thank you. Do we have Dante Ball in the audience today? Would you please come forward to the microphone?
Commissioners, thank you so much for the opportunity. My name is Dante Ball. I'm a Bayview resident. I'm also the president of the Bayview Merchants Association in Bayview, a small business owner. I talked to my mom yesterday, and I asked her what was my purpose, and she laughed. She said, you know what it is. It's to serve. I get that from my grandmother. My grandmother was born in Mississippi, and one of the things that she always talked about was serving. How do we serve people? That's what I've done my whole life. That's what I'll continue to do. That's what I do as a small business owner. I worked with young people at the Willie Mays Boys and Girls Club and transitional age youth. I think is our biggest opportunity to make strong impact, not only from a homeless standpoint, from a housing standpoint, but it is the most vulnerable group of people in our city. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to serve in any way possible, challenging the issues of homelessness, and which we see in Bayview every day. And that's it. I also wanted to offer a couple of letters of support as well from folks who think I'll be a great candidate for the position.
Thank you very much. I don't have any questions, but I do have a comment because as a gumbo fiend, I just want to, on a personal level, thank you for your gumbo service to the city. But seriously, to both of you, thank you very much for standing up for this, for these roles. Colleagues, any questions? Okay, seeing neither of my colleagues on the roster, can we open up for a public comment, please?
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes.
Hello, supervisors, again. It's the most public comment I've made in one day in my entire life. It is my honor to speak on behalf of both of the mayoral nominees. I think Obai would make extraordinary contributions. His experience in government, advocating government. He worked, I don't recall that he mentioned this, but he worked as a legislative aide for Supervisor Marr. He's worked here in the building. I think having an understanding of how government understands information, how it brings it in, and how it turns this into action, that is a very useful and important contribution to the commission as we wrestle with, as you know, many of these issues have overlay and overlap with how the supervisors bring in information and how they turn that into action. So I think Obai will make an incredible contribution. Who I want to speak really deeply and from the heart on is Dante Ball. I met Dante in 2020 when I was president of the Small Business Commission at the height of the pandemic. And I met this extraordinary man who was having building this amazing business in one of our day markets, Social Gumbo. He came and spoke before the commission at my invitation and brought us all to tears with his wonderfully evocative and sincerely held position on what it means to provide public service. And he texted me after the meeting, and he said, "Thank you so much for inviting me. I hope to someday be a commissioner like you." I was very grateful for the opportunity to recruit him for this position.
Speaker time has elapsed.
And I think he'll be extraordinary in this role.
Hi, good morning again, Rules Committee. Sarah Souza speaking as a San Francisco resident, but also live in Lower Polk area. I'm here speaking in support of Obi Rumbo for the Homelessness Oversight Commission. As I walk in San Francisco, I not only see issues with homelessness, I see issues with mental health. And I'm confident that Obi will bring not only solutions to housing, but an understanding of mental health and how do we come together as a city to address acute homelessness issues in our city. It's a humanitarian crisis, and he brings legislative experience focused on metrics and how do we move forward on a more database focus that really addresses the root causes of our homelessness crisis. So please consider his appointment to seat number 2. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioner Supervisors. My name is Russell Maureen, and I'm here to support Mr. Dante Ball, Mr. Gumbo. I have maybe a little bit of prepared statements, but as I've been watching today, I realize that you guys are building a team. And the team, sometimes you have a rookie, sometimes you have the veteran. But it's always important that the members of the team work together, they listen to each other. And that's one thing that I want to emphasize with Dante Ball. He listens. I've had conversations with him, and I can see sometimes his mind is working. Say, okay, it's clanking. He's changing his position. He's adjusting his position. He's open to ideas, and I think that's very, very important in government, in this position, to be able to listen, understand, and act. Not act first and then try to figure it out. So I give my 110% support for Dante. I know he's going to do well and be great at this position. And I just want to say thank you, Dante, what you said about your mother. You were called to serve. I think we all should have that, somebody behind us willing to say that and support us. So thank you.
Vice Chair Cheryl, Supervisors. J.R. Epler, Petro Hill. I was asking Dante the other day, hey, when are we going to get you into City Hall? And he said, well, actually, I just got this potential appointment from the mayor. And I feel like this is one of those opportunities, as Supervisor Mandelman said, you have the right person, the right time, and the right seat. The seat's the easy part, someone with experience in merchants or small business associations. Well, Dante has that in spades. He was a little modest when he came up here and talked. He just mentioned being president of the Bayview Merchants Association. He also serves on the board and on the legislative committee of the San Francisco Council of District Merchants Associations. So beyond his own experience helping anchor the 3rd Street corridor in Bayview with his restaurant and his work with the Bayview merchants, he also has the perspective of the other merchant corridors throughout the city. Easy on the seat, right? But the person and what we need right now is even better because Dante is an enthusiastic advocate for a district that is disproportionately affected by the issues that this commission intends to resolve. As you know, District 10 has almost 18% of the population of the unhoused. The concentration of social services are up and down the eastern part of the city. Dante's and he lives in the district as well. So he checks all the boxes for this seat and more. I'm enthusiastic about his candidacy, and I hope that you move it forward to the board for full consideration. Thank you.
Good morning.
morning, everyone. My name is Monique Hayes, a very dear friend of Dante. All his credentials speak for itself, but as a man of San Francisco, as well as I'm a native woman of San Francisco, we have seen and experienced and lived so much diversity and with all ethnicities coming here to San Francisco and being homeless. So what Dante brings with dealing with these different various ethnic people here in San Francisco is just awesome. I call him Mr. Awesome because he's very inclusive of everyone. He's very thoughtful of everyone. You know, how can he help? How can he do something better with what he's doing, not just for himself, but for everyone? I've been working with Dante since 2010, starting my own small business. He went out his way to just support me and support me in every way I can, he could, and as well as others today. You know, one thing I understand about Dante is that he's just kind and considerate. He listens, and whatever he can do to help, he will. Now, he has so many interesting ideas for what struggles we have here in San Francisco. It's very important for him to be on this commission. He's always at meetings, and whatever he can do to support, he will do. So I think he'd be a great advocate in addition to the commission. Thank you.
Good morning, supervisors. My name is Marcus Tarter. I'm the Center Director of Renaissance Entrepreneurship Center in the Bayview Hunters Point community. You're getting a great human in Dante Ball here today. That's a phrase directly from Dante, and I think it speaks to his humanity or his empathy for people, that he sees people first and foremost as humans. I mean, in this environment right now, we all want to be seen. We all have an identity, but first and foremost, let's connect with who we are. And I think Dante, he sees that, and I think this position requires that, that we see people. It's more than a budget, it's more than a spreadsheet, it's more than managing, it's people. And I think he sees that and he can relate to people. The second important characteristic that I think he'll bring to this commission is accountability. And I know that because I'm also on the board of the Bayview Merchants Association, where Dante is the president. And I'm the secretary, and I've always been on the struggle bus with getting minutes. And I didn't think they were a big thing, but he does. And he expressed to me, he said, Marcus, this is not about you. This is about the board. And the board, those minutes are so important because people volunteer for things. People sign up for things. And unless we can see the minutes, we're not able to hold them accountable. So I think you got two things. You got someone with incredible empathy and someone who's going to be accountable on the commission. So thank you.
How y'all doing today? My name is Tari Pond. I'm a local Bay Area artist as well, resident. I got to work with Dante for about a month or so now. And just in my time and meeting him, as someone that has experienced homelessness, addiction and everything, and have recovered from that and now chasing my dreams, Dante inspires me each and every day to get up and continue to push forward. He's a thoughtful man, a leader, and I honestly feel that not that this city definitely needs him in this commission seat. The people need him in this commission seat, and just everything that everybody has spoken for him just speaks for itself along with his accomplishments. Thank you for your time.
Good morning again, Supervisor. I'm Al Williams. Bit of a challenge being sixth in line because 90% of what I was going to say has already been said by somebody else. So I'm going to try to save a little bit of time in that regard. I sit on the board of, I was the former president of Bayview Merchants Association, and Dante succeeded me there. And it's taken the association to a completely different level. In some of the context that Marcus was talking about, Bayview Merchants Association is probably the largest geographic area that a Merchants Association serves, not just the corridor in Bayview Hunters Point, but it is a community-based organization as well that's concerned about broader community interest. And Dante keeps that focus on what the association is there to do to help build the community, help structure the community, help it grow and develop as it moves forward. After leaving the presidency, I've become involved. I'm vice president of the board of Avenue Greenlight. So I get a chance on Avenue Greenlight's board to see what's happening in merchant corridors throughout the city and what they are doing as well. And it's really impressive that the leadership that Dante has brought. It's easy for me to say how he's taken it to a different level than I did as president of the Merchants Association, and it's something that we can really be proud of. And this seat, as JR mentioned, is seat number 4, I believe, which speaks to somebody who has a merchant association, representing merchants associations and those kind of interests. So Dante would be the person for that job, and I fully support it. Thank you.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. It's good to see you. My name's Adam Mayes. I'm here to advocate for Obi Rambo. He and I worked together in Senator Kamala Harris's office in 2019 and have established a friendship since then. He has a great point of view in terms of understanding what needs to be done, particularly because he understands the local in terms of working with Supervisor Gordon Marr. He also spent time in Sacramento, and then, of course, he has the federal experience, too, working with Senator Harris. I just wanted to kind of advocate in terms of, like, his point of view, his understanding of community. He's incredibly community-oriented, and I think he would provide a lot of voices that usually are not heard of in City Hall, and I cannot express my deepest interest in him joining colleagues there. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Supervisors, Kristen Evans. I am maybe the last in a long line of support for Dante Ball. Dante and I have, my time hasn't started. I don't know if you want to start it. Dante Ball and I have served as co-chairs of the Legislative Committee of the Council of District Merchants Association, working together as small business advocates to push through policies and legislation that will support our small business communities. I have to say that Dante always brings a very unique perspective to the conversation because of where he comes from in the Bayview. It is sometimes like the problems and issues that are plaguing one part of the city is very different from the rest of the city. And so I've always really appreciated that he's brought in that unique perspective and voice. So I just wanted to emphasize that, yes, I think that it's really important to have a diversity of voices that are represented at the Homeless Oversight Commission. And, you know, one of the things that we as small business owners know is that we deal with the challenges of people experiencing homelessness on the daily. And so we really understand the critical need for our neighborhood commercial corridors' vitality and sustainability, that we address once and for all this chronic problem of visible homelessness in our city. Of course, I know that we all might not fully agree on what those solutions are, but I do think that Dante will bring a real perspective that will be very valuable and contribute a lot to this body. So thank you.
Are there any additional speakers for this matter? There is no additional public comment.
Okay, seeing no other speakers, public comment is now closed. So I'd like to make a motion, on both items 5 and 6. Should I go one at a time or both at the same time?
We can do them both at a time.
Great. So I want to make a motion on both items 5 and 6. It'll be the same motion to strike rejecting and replace it with approve and move both items to the full board with recommendation.
Yes. On that motion, Member Dorsey.
Aye.
Dorsey, aye. Member Madelman.
Aye.
Madelman, aye. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. The motion to recommend the appointments on item 5 and 6 is approved without without objection.
Motion passes. Okay, Mr. Clerk, will you please call item number 6?
We just went through them.
Sorry about that. Mr. Clerk, are there any other items before us today?
There are no additional items on today's agenda.
There is no further business. The meeting is now adjourned.